Rob Spalding, Trump's real challenge is China using corporate America as proxies to fight their war. By Robert Krajicek on February 15, 2020. China's Communist Party uses corporate America and Wall Street as proxies in its war against America, said retired Air Force Brigadier General Robert Spalding, author of Stealth War: How China Took Over While America's Elite Slept, and senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. In a Friday interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Rebecca Mansour and special guest host Ed Martin. China procures the political support of American companies and institutions through financial incentives, explained Spalding, who reflected on his time in the Trump administration as a national security advisor to President Donald Trump. The real challenge that the president has, and this is what I tried to explain when I went to the White House in 2017, and as hard as the government might try to fix this problem, is the breadth of what the Chinese Communist Party is doing to incentivize corporate America and Wall Street to really be on their side, Spalding stated. Listen. Spalding noted the Pentagon's dropping of opposition to the Trump administration's efforts to halt U.S. chip and technology companies from supplying Huawei, China's state-linked telecommunications giant. That is not because the federal government was lobbying for that, said Spalding of the Pentagon's shift in position. It's because companies like Qualcomm and Intel were lobbying for that. So the private sector, corporate America, Wall Street, they are pushing the government as hard as they can with all their lobbyists to get them to essentially abandon the trade war, to essentially abandon the enforcement measures that the president has put in place. Because, quite frankly, their quarterly profits require this full engagement with the Chinese Communist Party. Spalding warned, that's how they win. They use Americans, and corporate America, and Wall Street as proxies to fight their war. China procures American corporations as political allies to lobby the federal government on its behalf, stated Spalding. When you're dealing with Qualcomm and the Department of Defense, it's much different than dealing with the Chinese Communist Party, Spalding remarked. So they come to the Department of Defense, seeming like an ally, when in reality they're working as a proxy for the Chinese Communist Party, because that's how China and the Chinese Communist Party has incentivized the system. Spalding continued, the brilliance of China's strategy is really to create the incentives for our own companies and our own financial institutions to essentially abandon the nation of their birth and really, because of quarterly profits, work on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. Mansour asked how politician like Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, might address national security challenges presented by China if elected president. First of all, he's a communist, replied Spalding. He might as well have a running mate that comes from the Chinese Communist Party, because he believes the same things. This is the problem with so many of these candidates. They're coming out and basically espousing socialist principles, which are essentially what the Chinese Communist Party pushes. Spalding went on, Xi Jinping says, I am a socialist. So, in essence, you could say, Bernie Sanders and Xi Jinping, their ideology is the same. The ideology is that you take away individual initiative and you replace it with the control of the government, because we know better than the individual. That is not this country. This is not who we are as a society. Both China and Russia have effectively pursued campaigns of political, social, and cultural subversion against Western values following the end of the Cold War, observed Spalding. Spalding explained, the Chinese Communist Party and the Russians, really since the end of the Cold War, have done a great job at continuing the active measures to undermine democracy and the idea of democracy, by essentially creating this world where on the one side, corporate America says, we are destroying the free trade system because we have tariffs, when on the other side, with China and Russia, there is no such thing as free trade. Spalding continued, this is the lie, because there's no such thing as free trade. Some Chinese citizens can really live the American dream because their government is essentially predatory and parasitic against democracies in the world. Spalding said, adding, our corporate side and financial system all support it on the basis of what they say is free trade. Spalding concluded with a call for a renaissance of American values. This is the challenge we face, Spalding determined. We're not fighting for the American people. We're not fighting for the American worker. We've given up. We've rolled over, and we've said, Maybe these guys have a better idea, but they don't. They have the same system that was the Nazi system. The same system that was in Stalinist Russia. It's the same thing, but they have convinced us to side with them because they have harnessed corporate America and Wall Street. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter at @RKrajicek.